Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this, the 6th of October, 2015. A very nice day in southern Arizona. Still might get some rain. Those puffy white clouds look very beautiful out there, but they may be moisture-laden. Coming up here on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to get things rolling with the Washington Report, our monthly Washington Report with Terry Bracey. 20 past the hour, Tuesday Moneymaker Report, Shelley Fishman giving me a thumbs up. Hey, we'll take three straight days of positive gains on the Dow. Of course, the market still open, but in the green, and let's hope it keeps heading north. 12:30 today, the monthly Your Meds segment. Dr. Ray Woosley answering the question, why in the world do these prescription drugs keep just going up and up? The cost of prescription drugs seems to be no end in sight. Then we'll close out the show with our Buckmaster Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Our live line number is 790-2040. If you'd like to become a friend of the show, the Facebook page under my name, Bill Buckmaster, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. And a reminder for all you U of A football fans that sometime during the hour we'll be announcing we have tickets to give away, and this is great entertainment for an entire family. This will be a four-pack of tickets. We'll tell you about that coming up. But right now, let's go on the live line to Washington. Terry Bracey is with us. Terry's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents, among other prestigious clients, the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing just great. Nancy and I are getting ready to go to Barcelona for a week.
Ooh, that will
be—we're getting out of here.
should be really a nice trip. That's a great city. I know you follow the Washington Nationals, the Nats. Really, what are they? Clean house. The manager got fired along with the entire coaching staff.
They richly deserved it. I mean, it was quite a year. We came in as the odds-on favorite and the team to beat for the World Series, and everybody beat us. So anyway, hail to your Cubs.
Yeah.
Here they are in the playoffs. I predicted that, Bill.
You did.
I predicted it early on. They've got those great young players. And, you know, they've got the best pitcher in the league in this Jake Arrieta. He's just been a shutdown pitcher, and they play one game against the Pirates to move ahead, and I guess if they put Jake in there, they've really got a chance.
I hope so. Boy, it's been a long time.
It has.
Cub fans always waiting. Left at the altar, as they say. Terry, what's going on with the speaker's race? Speaker Bodner plans to do what during this month? I think he's got a pretty ambitious agenda, doesn't he?
Well, you know, it's interesting. As a lame duck, you're seeing this with the president as well. You're seeing a really ambitious agenda. You know, Speaker Boehner is obviously leaving as a very frustrated speaker who's been tied up by what he perceives to be his irresponsible right in the caucus, largely members of what's known as the Freedom Caucus. But in any event, grant them this, they've had a tremendous effect and probably are the cause for his leaving. But in his last month, he's made it clear that he's ready to do deals with the Democrats to get three or four really major things through, all of which are important to Tucson. The first would be the long-awaited transportation bill, which has been held up in the House for failure to agree on any form of financing, whereas the Senate has put through a six-year bill, and I think the Speaker intends to pick up the Senate bill, get as much support from both parties as he can, and get that through. So that's one. Second, you know, this whole controversy about the Export-Import Bank has sort of pitted the Tea Party faction of the Republican Party, the populist faction, I would call it, against the establishment faction. you know, and that's big industry, Boeing and GE and all these people who make use of financing of the Export-Import Bank. And it's been held up by the Tea Party faction, but he intends to get that reauthorized. And importantly, he's going to attempt to get the, you know, to get the extension of the debt done without a great big fight, which riles the market. So you're going to see a very busy Speaker Boehner in his last month while he tries to have some effect on what's going on with his succession. But boy, that's changing by the hour.
Yeah, it really is. What is the latest thinking about the succession?
Well, Boehner announced yesterday that he's going to hold off election of the Speaker until October 29. And then the party leadership races will go after that. So there's a big difference here, Bill. You have to make a distinction between the speakership, which is the leader of the House, and the party positions, majority leader and whip and on down the line, which are party positions. Speaker of the House is a constitutional position, and it requires 218 votes in the House itself for the Speaker to take his chair or her chair. And remember, the Speaker of the House is third in line for the presidency. So it is quite a very important office. So in any event, what's happening is kind of fascinating because you have a real eruption inside the Republican Conference where even though a majority of the conference apparently are getting set to name Kevin McCarthy, the now majority leader, as their candidate for Speaker, you have a faction of 50 or more in the Freedom Party who are saying, we don't like him. We're not going to vote for him when it comes to the speakership, when they go to the floor. So this, in my almost 50 years back here, I've never seen this happen. The parties, Bill, always line up behind. It's the ultimate loyalty test. If you don't vote for your speaker, then they've got no control and there's no loyalty. And so any event, I mean, you could kind of imagine certain scenarios which could even be good for the country. For example, what if McCarthy were nominated by the Republicans, but the Freedom Caucus voted against him, meaning that McCarthy could not take the speakership without Democratic votes. At that point, the most powerful person in town is Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democrats. And she's in a position to bargain for whatever, you know, the Democrats want. And I think what they want is a big budget deal, which instead of just funding more defense, also lifts the spending caps on domestic spending. So, you know, somewhere in the mischief, the Freedom Caucus may end up suffering the unintended consequence of giving the liberals in the Congress more life and more clout. It's really very interesting.
Well, we averted a government shutdown, but this debt ceiling limit, that deadline, Terry Bracey, is looming, isn't it?
That's looming at the end of the month, and also by December 11, you've got this temporary spending agreement expires. And I think that's the real danger point for a shutdown. And so you have a candidate running against, who's announced against Kevin McCarthy, named Chaffetz, a guy from Jason Chaffetz. He's from Utah, and interestingly, he's part of the Massachusetts Dukakis family, the famous Democratic family. And Chaffetz was a state director for Michael Dukakis for president.
Oh my goodness!
But he obviously, you know, he's the political story is that his views were changed by President Reagan and his admiration for President Reagan. And he gravitated from being a liberal Democrat to now a very conservative Republican. And he is an extremely talented politician. He's a kind of an amazing guy. So he's fearless, and he's the one who's going to lead the charge for the Freedom Caucus, and with consequences yet to be determined.
All right, Terry, it's a good time for you to get on the big bird and go out of town, isn't it?
Well, it sure sounds like it.
Terry Bracy, thank you very much. Have a wonderful trip over in Barcelona in Spain. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Okay, Terry Bracy with us with our monthly Washington Report. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. A great time to get over to Silver City and enjoy the autumn cool air. Really beautiful time of year over there with the autumn leaves turning. Great places to stay like Silver City KOA and Wilderness Lodge and Spirit Canyon Lodge, just to name a few. The full listing of great places to stay and the many things to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, is at their website, southwestnewmexico.org, spelled out. All right, let's give some tickets away. Call now for a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to this weekend's University of Arizona football game. The Wildcats take on Oregon State. The Beavers come to town Saturday. This Saturday, 1 o'clock is the game time. Out at Arizona Stadium, great time of year to have an afternoon game. Family weekend, be the third caller, 790-2040, 790-2040. For more information on this week's game and ticket information, go to ArizonaWildcats.com. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hey, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman from 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You got bugs? They driving you up the wall? I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. You call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 886-0045. They are more than competent. They're very economical. And check this out. They're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we welcome to the Buckmaster Show microphones, Mr. Shelley Fishman. And Shelley, we have a winner. Congratulations to Mark C. Mark was the third caller, and he called in, and he and the family, a four-pack of tickets. Very cool. Thanks to KVOI and the Buckmaster Show. So that's very good news. And also good news, the markets, anytime we get the markets on the north side, heading north on the Buckmaster Show. It's
so
good.
Don't get carried away, Bill.
Why? Don't tell me.
At the
beginning of the show, we were...
The Dow is up marginally today.
Yes, okay.
The broader markets are not. Mm-hmm. They're down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if you take the S off the word markets, you're right, but otherwise not. Yeah, I'm going to take that disclaimer announcement that we use at the beginning of the segment and say, you know, don't necessarily consult with an investment professional. Consult with an oracle, a fortune teller, something like that.
Yeah. Well, the market is markets have been a rather mixed, because if you look at the kind of year to date since the first of the year, the Dow, which is a 30 very big stocks.
Right, it's the largest 30, stocks, and they're heavily influenced by manufacturing and energy. As a result, they are down about 1,000 points for the year, whereas the broader S&P 500 and the NASD are just about at the even point, a little below, for the year. So when you think about what the markets are doing, normally the Dow and the S&P track pretty well together. This year, because of the effect on certain funnels, if you will, certain segments of our economy, the Dow is not representative of the broader markets.
So to get a good picture, a snapshot of the market, you need to look beyond the Dow.
You do. You have to look at the broader markets. You have to look at indices that represent the various investment options that advisors have been talking about for the past, forever, but certainly very actively in the past couple of years as we've come through this recovery. Certain sectors have done fabulously well.
Really?
And certain others have not. And to give you an example, biotech.
Mm-hmm.
Biotech each year for the past, 5 or 6 years has been such a spectacular performer, you can't believe it. Right now it's flat for the year. Healthcare has been a very, very strong performer, probably likely to continue, but right now it's slightly negative for the year. Energy, which has traditionally been a winner because of the low oil prices. The energy segment in general is down 22% this year, and that's what's pulling the Dow down.
There are winners. Right?
Not really.
No, not really.
There are a couple of not losers.
Some sectors that are doing marginally better.
Consumer sector is flat to positive. Financial sector was doing okay earlier in the year, but is now down about 5% of the year. What has proven to be once again after a bad end of last year, what's proven to be stable and doing well right now are treasuries and the general bond market. Within the bond market in general, what is not doing well have been the high dividend or high yield bonds and bond funds. And the reason they're not doing well is because they are highly exposed to, guess what? The petroleum industry and the secondary and tertiary recovery firms and the fracking firms. And so even where they're, you know, today, if you take a look at some of these high yield funds paying 8, 9, 10% in yields, they haven't cut their dividends, but people are scared to death that they are so exposed to a sector that is getting killed that there could be defaults within their portfolios.
So an investor who has the balanced portfolio has probably been okay this year.
An investor who has a properly allocated portfolio
allocated
is doing okay, but not grandly well.
No, but
and an investor who is super conservative so far this year is breathing a sigh of relief.
What is the, and again, this is a fundamental question, but it's the question probably that when someone gets together with a certified financial planner, the one of the first questions, what would be the right mixture? I sometimes compare it to like a winemaker. What would your right allocation be? And I guess it depends on where you are in life.
Well, it depends on where you are in life. So age is very, very important. Your tolerance for risk, in other words, your emotional ability to, regardless of your age, to tolerate the ups and downs, the roller coaster that we've experienced is also very important. The time frames, in addition to age, Bill, which is related to when you might need the money during retirement, if you're investing and you're in your 30s or early 40s, you might be investing for something very specific, to buy a house, to buy a helicopter, who knows? I mean, but very often people invest with a specific set of objectives in mind. And so not only is your age important, but the period of time during which you think you might need to use or need the money. For instance, saving for college for kids.
So when you meet with your financial planner, the first question should be what?
The first question should be of the potential. Are you talking about a new advisor or existing?
A new advisor.
A new advisor is what's your academic background? How long have you been in the business? Who are you associated with? Who's your back office?
Your fees?
And then you get to fees. But before you ask what the price. This is getting to be something we probably can't share on family radio. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know what you are. Now,
yes.
What's the price?
Right. Okay.
So what we're really looking for here is background credentials. How do you research your advice to your clients? What support do you have from your back office, et cetera? That then gets to a discussion of what do you charge? What are your charges? Never anything that should be avoided. As we've said here for a long time, you really do need to know what an advisor is going to charge you. But before you get to what's the price, you really need to get to credentials. You need to establish some sort of qualitative rather than quantitative feeling of commonality with a potential advisor. Now, if you're talking to your long-term advisor and, you know, for the past 6 or 7 years, everything's been, you know, peachy keen and fine and dandy, and all of a sudden you're in a year that things are flat or not flat or worse, then you really need to sit down and discuss your objectives, discuss what you have been investing for, look at that strategy, see if anything has really changed that would tell you we want to change that strategy. And if not, it's time to bite your lip and just ride through this.
Well, hopefully we are through the storm. Maybe we've hit the bottom and we're on the way up.
We seem to be. The last couple of days would certainly indicate a pretty good market. Most of the people that I speak with and I get advice from are still suggesting that it is going to be a very good fourth quarter and we will come out of the year positive.
Good. Let's hope so. We'll end on that very positive note. Shelley Fishman, a good place to reach you.
BuckmasterShow.com. Use the link to get to me, and then I just return your email with a phone call.
Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Time finding it hard to lose weight or get results at the gym, maybe you've lost the desire to exercise at all. We may be able to help. At Epic Health, we do a free health screening worth $1,600 that screens for testosterone levels, vitamin deficiencies, various cancers, and a lot more. Epic Health is located at Grant and Swan at Crossroads East by Outback Steakhouse. Call 448-0401 or visit epicmenshealth.com. That's E-P-O-C-H, menshealth.com. Real doctors, real medicine, Epic Health.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday on my show for the monthly showdown with Sean McCluskey and David Morales, plus a newsmaker interview with Arizona Secretary of State Michelle Reagan. Buckmaster during the noon hour on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI The Voice, with anywhere in the world live streaming podcasts and our archive at buckmastershow.com. Can hear the thunder and the rain pounding on the roof of our studio. You know it must be really raining outside. The KVOI studio is a very rainy afternoon. Hopefully it will be blowing through pretty quickly. It's time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show. We focus on your medication and taking control of your health care. It's Your Meds, and our segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, the former UA College of Medicine Dean and founder and now President Emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. His latest creation is the creation of Credible Meds. It's one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. Each day, over 2,000 people visit the Credible Meds website at crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
You too, Bill. Good
you
to
got
be
here right before the rain.
Perfect timing.
new study from Consumer Reports. One-third of patients said the cost of their usual prescription drug rose $39 on average over the last year. Then 1 in 10 say they are now paying at least $100 more than they did a year ago. Talk about something that's really out of whack and not in line with inflation, prescription drugs.
It is a serious problem. And, you know, at Credible Meds, we want to talk about the safe use of medicines. But how can you use medicine safely if you can't afford them?
Right.
And it's just gone out the roof. People never expected the price of drugs to hit the level they have now.
Among the drugs that saw the biggest jump in prices were treatments for common ailments such as asthma, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Those are all medications, of course, that there's going to be a lot of traffic moving those particular medications.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of newspaper and press attention was given to the hepatitis C drugs because they cost $84,000 for a treatment, and that. But the bigger problem is those common medicines that have gone up from $20 to $2,000 to $4,000. We talked about the drug for valley fever. It went from $150 to $5,000.
Oh my goodness.
So those rip your pocketbook apart, and often the insurance doesn't cover many of these now because they've gone out the roof.
Why are the medicines going up? Is it just that the companies can they'll just whatever the market will bear?
That's it. They charge it. There was this story on TV last week about a young guy who had made a fortune in the stock market. He's a hedge fund manager. Mm-hmm. And he took that money and bought a little drug company. He found a company that had a price, a drug that nobody else had, and he immediately jumped the price of that drug through the ceiling because he could. And he said that on TV. And that's what's happening over and over. Drugs for TB that go from $50 a month to $5,000. And there's nobody to push back. You know, in 2003, our Congress passed the Medicare drug bill. So if you're over age 65, you have Medicare. And the average person over 65 fills 25 prescriptions per year.
Oh, my goodness.
And the government, when this law was passed, they forbid the government from negotiating a price. So they passed this bill. But the taxpayers have to pay whatever the companies want. So they can charge anything they want, and it's up to your doctor to protect you.
Do the brand name drugs, do they have a bigger increase than the generics?
Well, that was the case for a while, but now the generic drugs are going up because of these generic drugs that are bought by these old drugs that are bought by little that are in little companies that are bought, and because there's no competition out there, the price has gone up tremendously.
And it's you talked about some of these drugs that the people need them to survive, you know, diabetes medicine. So it leaves the consumer with not any choice.
Right. If you have TB,
yeah.
A month or two ago, you could have taken a medicine for that TB for $500 a month. That's a lot. But now it's $10,000 for that same pill. And that's a drug that's 50 years old. It's not a brand new drug. It costs very little to develop it. So those costs are just being passed on because the companies can. And the problem is, in our system, the person who makes the decision on what medicine you take is not you, the person who pays for it, or even the insurance company. It's a doctor who's been convinced that that medicine is needed. And so that's driving the use of medicines without concern for cost. And then the insurance companies are not allowed to negotiate a price like Medicare isn't allowed to anyway.
And so, yeah.
It's just out of control.
So competition doesn't seem to work in this market.
Exactly, because the normal pressures, the person who's paying for the medicine isn't the person who's making the choice of the medicine. And it's like you want a new car, you go out and you'll shop. And you're the one who's going to pay for that car. But today, the person paying for the medicines isn't the person who decides what you're prescribed.
Well, people are demanding a new model from Congress, but they haven't gotten much luck, have they?
No, it's really one side saying we should never negotiate. We got to let the free market take its course. And you know, that came down with the hepatitis C drugs recently. Everybody really screamed that this new hepatitis C drug cost $84,000. We need more drugs out there to bring the competition in, and then the price will come down. Well, the second drug came on the market, and instead of $84,000, it was $94,000. So that just says that it's not a market like any other. It is driven solely by profit, and it's going to go on as long as we allow it to.
And when you have medications that cost so much, people tend to hang on to them longer, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
You
and
paid
a
fortune for that.
Right.
Why would you throw it down the drain?
And that can become a problem if people have the old medications around too long.
Well, they deteriorate, and they can hurt you after they've gotten too old. They can cause kidney damage, some of the antibiotics. So you should not keep drugs after they've expired. In fact, if you're not taking a medicine any longer, you should get rid of it, because people are now today breaking into homes to get your pain pills that you're no longer taking. So get them out of the house. Take them to the Disposamed program. Our county government, PAG actually, Pima Association of Governments, has a website. Pima County has a website. Oro Valley's, where I first learned of this, is one of the first places in the country to set up take-back programs. Hundreds of pounds of pills are taken back every month at each of these sites.
And just don't dump them down the drain.
No, don't put them in the aquifer. We don't want to drink them. Let's get rid of them safely. And we have in this community very safe ways to take care of those medicines and get them out of the circulation.
When the shelf life says the medicine expires at a certain date, should you go by that, or is there a little bit of a leeway with that?
You should go by it, because that's the ideal shelf life. And remember, we live in Arizona, and
right.
The average temperature in Arizona is higher than the rest of the country. And even if you keep it in a place that's out of the sun and in air conditioning, that shelf life is probably accurate. But that's often not the case. So I wouldn't take a chance on it. If the pills say, pill bottle says they're expired, I would get rid of them.
And it's interesting, we've mentioned this before, that 25% of all prescriptions are not filled. Isn't that something that it's very surprising to me?
It really is. And it's because of the cost. You go to the drugstore and you're told that the copay you thought you might have of $10 perhaps.
You're suddenly 40 and you don't have 40 bucks or you don't want to invest it and you leave.
And you leave and you don't take your medicine or you split the pills. You cut the dose and that may mean that your high blood pressure is not well controlled anymore. And then you have a stroke and or a heart attack because you didn't get the medicine you needed. And it's driven by cost, and it shouldn't be that way.
CredibleMeds.org, it's very user-friendly, correct?
We try to make it that way, and if it isn't, tell me, and we'll fix it.
But, put in the name of the medication.
Exactly. You log on. You can learn about your medicines in many of the areas of the website, but you can also go in, put in the name of your medicine. It'll automatically fill out the form, make sure it's spelled right, which it helps you with spelling. Print that, carry it in your wallet. In case you're hit by a car, the doctors in the emergency room want to know what medicines you're taking. So you'll have that. Send it to your pharmacist and your doctor so that they know what you're taking, because often their records do not agree.
All right, Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, good to see you. CredibleMeds.org, the place to find out about all of your prescription needs. Thanks, Dr. Woosley.
Thank you, Bill.
12:45 now on the Buckmaster Show. Our Buckmaster Show Arts Report, presented by Fox Tucson Theater, is coming up right after this.
What's the wildest event in Tucson? ZooSon. Join Reed Park Zoo for a night of fun, food, entertainment, and auctions at the 22nd Annual ZooSon, presented by Casino del Sol Resort. Come and be a part of this incredible event with us on October 16th at 6 p.m. Experience tastings from over 25 Tucson restaurants, live music, entertainment, specialty drinks, and zoo animal encounters. All proceeds directly benefit the Reed Park Zoo. For tickets and more information, visit reedparkzoo.org.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on a crazy rainy lunch hour here in Tucson, Arizona. Lots of rain and hail around the area. This week's Arch Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. On Thursday, October 15th, the Fox Theater presents UB40, featuring Ollie Campbell, Astro, and Mickey Virtue. Ollie Campbell, the legendary voice of UB40, has reunited with Astro and Mickey Virtue to present an unforgettable show featuring original material and an inspired mix of reggae covers such as Red Red Wine and I Got You Babe and Can't Help Falling in Love. See the iconic band that put an edgy British slant on traditional Jamaican reggae, UB40, featuring Ollie Campbell, Astro, and Mickey Virtue at the Fox Tucson Theater on Thursday, October 15th. For more information and to purchase tickets to see UB40 featuring Ollie Campbell, Astro, and Mickey Virtue, visit foxtucson.com. Let's join now on the live line the longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer, Margaret Regan. Margaret, how are you?
Well, I'm great, Bill, except I'm just recovering from laryngitis, so we'll see how long my voice will last here.
Is it just pouring where you are in Midtown?
It is. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. My whole backyard got flooded in 5 minutes.
How was that book tour to Massachusetts? That was the last time
we
talked.
It was so nice. It was really fun. I met some wonderful students who had read my book, Detained and Deported. And I met some very interesting immigration activists who, you know, they're doing different things up there. So that was really fun for me, too. But unfortunately, they were having a heat wave up there in Massachusetts, of all things.
And you were speaking at one of the oldest churches in the country.
Yeah. First Parish Church, a Unitarian Church in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. The congregation was founded in the early 1700s. The current building was built in 1843, so it was quite magnificent with big pillars across the front.
Well, we don't really have any buildings around Tucson other than San Javier del Bac that would qualify for being really old buildings, I guess. But
We have that house down at the Tucson Museum of Art, the Cordoba house.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I think that dates, you know, they think maybe 1850s.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, that brings me to our topic of architecture, and this is Architecture Week, and you've been writing about it, and will be writing it in the weekly about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're having an overlapping of two architectural festivals. You know, how odd is that? Hmm. We've had Tucson Modernism Week, which started last weekend and is going to continue through this coming weekend. And then this new one, this different one, Architecture Week, sponsored by the AIA, that's the Architecture Association, is also starting this weekend and continuing to the next weekend. So for 3 weekends in a row, we've been having architectural events around town.
Did they plan it this way, or it just sort of happened?
I guess it just sort of happened. You know, the Tucson modernism people, of course, concentrate on mid-20th century modernism. You know, that's very popular right now, mid-century modernism, they call it. So they were really concentrating on that, whereas the Architectural Week kind of goes the whole sweep of Tucson architectural history. But I found some links between them because one of the most interesting mid-century modernists that we've had in Tucson was a man named Arthur Brown, came out here from Ohio, and he's being highlighted in both by both groups because he's so important to architectural history. He's a guy, if you can picture Faith Lutheran Church on Fifth Street,
mm-hmm.
Fifth and, where is that, around near Alvernon, I think. He did that building. He was known for using very modest materials. You know, post-war, the buildings going up were not yet very fancy or expensive. He was known for doing a lot with simple materials. And he was one of the first architects to really, really respond, in the modern era, to really respond to the desert climate. There's going to be a wonderful house on the Architecture Week tour, which is not for 2 weekends now, that he designed in the Catalina Vista neighborhood. I'm so excited it's open to the public because I've heard about this house for a long time. It was built in 1952. Two women who were librarians at the University of Arizona, never made much money, of course. They wanted a nice little house to share. They were both single, and they wanted to have, you know, private quarters for each. So he designed this house. I'm told it's a hexagon with quarters at either end, and in between, an architect was just telling me yesterday, the heart of the house in the middle, it's all open to the backyard with glass. But the really clever thing that Brown did, he designed a sunshade that moved along. You could change that. You could move this roof over your patio depending on the season. I mean, what a great idea that is.
For this area, that's a great idea.
I think that every winter, because I've got a south-facing Arizona room, very nice with windows, and you want that roof on the porch outside in the summer. But in the winter, I always wish I could get the sun coming in. So that's the kind of thing he did. He called himself an inventor. And he came up with these really great solutions that, unfortunately, haven't taken hold with all the rest of us.
You know, R. Brooks Jeffrey, who is so knowledgeable about Tucson architecture, he actually co-authored a book, A Guide to Tucson Architecture. I think it came out from University of Arizona Press about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It really is become kind of the gospel, hasn't it, for Tucson architecture?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I used to write a lot about architecture and historic preservation, and I used to tell Brooks, I hope you get that book out soon because it will be very useful. And it's unbelievably useful. He wrote it with Annie Niquette, who was then also a professor at the U of A. It has all the information in there that you would need. It was interesting you mentioned is it Adobe Antiques in a Jostler building? Of course, he's one of our better-known architects, so he's in that book. But then everybody else, all these other modernists that maybe are not so well-known. And I was able to get a hold of Brooks yesterday. He's ascended to the highest ranks. He's the director of the Drachman Center at the U of A right now. But right this week, he's at Harvard doing something, and then he told me he's going on a tour to Peru.
Huh.
To look at Latin American architecture there, but he will be back in time for the Architecture Week tour to lead the tour of West University neighborhood. You know, Tucson is wonderful, and it has these different historic neighborhoods where you can chart the history of the city. You know, you have the old Barrio downtown, and there is going to be a tour of that also. They're calling it Barrio Libre. People nowadays tend to call it Barrio Histórico, you know, which is our oldest neighborhood of the old Mexican houses. Then you've got Armory Park, where the railroad workers lived, and those houses changed dramatically because the railroad came in and they could bring in outside materials, you know, wood and glass that we didn't have here.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, then you move on to West University a little bit later in time, and then, you know, the bungalow style became very popular.
So what would be a good clearinghouse location? Of course, read your piece in the Tucson Weekly, but is there a website that folks can find out more about the... And it's
absolutely.
This week?
Well,
it's
well,
this
both
weekend.
Of the groups, the Architecture Week, you can just find it pretty easily. AIA, that's the name of the architecture group, AIASouthernArizona.org.
Okay.
And you can go there and find out about all the events. and a bunch of lectures this weekend that will cover some of the early modernists is TucsonMod.com. You can find out. And that's, you know, the tail end of Modernism Week, so you'll find a lot of sort of modernism events.
And the guided tours, that's Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Margaret, thank you so much. You sounded great.
Oh, good.
Never
My
knew
voice
that
held
you.
Up.
Yeah, the voice held up beautifully. Margaret Regan, thank you so much. We'll look for your work in the Tucson Weekly. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks.
The Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater, Friday, October 16th. Three-time Grammy-nominated performer Joan Armatrading graces the Fox Theater stage. Recognized as one of the world's leading singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Joan Armatrading has enjoyed a tremendous career filled with success in pop, blues, folk, reggae, and jazz music genres. See Joan Armatrading perform a selection of song spanning her entire career. The Fox Tucson Theater, Friday, October 16th. More information and to purchase tickets, see Joan Armatrading on Friday, October 16th. Visit foxtucson.com. This afternoon, it's 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe. The Daily Double from 8 to 9 with Christy Simone and a guest host. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with our friend Ed Alexander for our Wednesday midweek edition at 12:04 tomorrow. Till then, stay dry. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.